So it's pretty much true for all sport. If you want to do well and succeed, you have to put in the time and be committed and stick with it. And eventually, as your condition improves, you just start to move forward.
Yeah, that's exactly what I found too. It's just, it's kind of a nice feeling to know that if someone beats you in an Ironman triathlon, it's because he's worked really hard and trained hard. And, you know, talent and natural ability will only take you so far in a sport like that, that you just can't fake it. You've got to put in the time. So if you get beaten, at least you know the guy's worked hard to do it.
When you're competing yourself and you're standing on the starting line and the gun goes off, what's in your mind? Are you competing to win? What is your primary objective in your mind?
Really just get into the, you know, I hate to say it, it's such an overused term, but the zone. It's just the point at which you know you can maintain the pace where you're most comfortable. You know that's the pace that's going to get you to the finish line the quickest, and that's the pace that you've practiced in training, and you know very well in your mind what it is. And I think a lot of people get distracted by other people and go off and try and stay with them, and that might last for half or three-quarters of the race, but then they'll usually fall apart. You just have to stick to your plan. Stick to the pace that you've got for yourself, and that will get you to the finish line the quickest. So sometimes there's a temptation there to go with other guys and try and get to the line quicker, but if you know yourself well and you've really trained seriously, you're probably best to stick with what you know and stick with your own pace.